It was a Wednesday like any other Wednesday, and I woke up and saw, well, kind of a round flash, if I had to put it that way. Like I had looked at some sort of bright ring, and around the edges of my eyes was the after effect, that little feeling of having burn-in that disappears after a few minutes. But it didn't disappear. It stuck around. In fact, not only did it stick around, but it was actually turning into something I'd never seen before, which was a black shade that would come in from the right side of my vision whenever I looked to the left, almost like I was pulling down something in a window. That's weird. But I wasn't sure exactly what it was, and let it go for the day, noticing that it was somewhere in my periphery. So I did what a lot of people do, looked up a lot of information on the internet. And it was either something really bad, or something minor and annoying. And around midnight, I decided I should really go to the ER, because if it was the bad thing, time was of the essence. I found one of the only local emergency rooms which had an on-call ophthalmologist who could come in and look at my eye. So I went in, had my eye looked at, and they let me know that I have a posterior vitreous detachment. Well, let's talk about that. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. I realize for some people, intense medical discussion is not what they're signing up for when they listen to me. But on the other hand, I'm a technical person. The intricacies, the mechanisms, outcomes, and decisions, that's how life is for me. So, if you're not comfortable hearing about medical issues involving eyes, I will summarize. I'll spoil it for you immediately. I am in a stable place. I have options, and right now, none of my vision is really gone. See you later. For the rest of you, when I went to the emergency room and got looked at 2 a.m, the ophthalmologist insisted that I come to an eye clinic the next day for further study. And who am I to avoid that? So the next day, I went to the eye clinic, where a whole new host of doctors looked at my eye, gave it an evaluation, and told me that my posterior vitreous detachment was normal, an aspect of aging, and that it has certain kinds of outcomes for people as they get older, and has various remedies and therapies for dealing with it. Some of you might reasonably think that the eye is kind of a globe filled with water or something that is sitting inside of a socket and moves around from muscles. That's certainly what it looks like in all of the anatomical drawings that we get in school. But it's not quite that. It's kind of a tube that has expanded out, and inside of it are smaller tubes containing materials making it part of the process of seeing. There is a tube of what's called the vitreous. It is a clear, gelatinous sort of liquid that protects your eye. It's an antioxidant, and it rubs up against the retina to protect this surface of nerves that the retina consists of. As we age, the vitreous can start to shrink. Just a little bit, but enough that in some cases, it actually pulls away from the retina. And the way that it expresses itself to your vision, you will see a white or black flash on the edges of wherever you're looking. This will often be accompanied by an increase in floaters, these little pieces that seem to float in your vision and then dissipate over time. Since you have a case of you are pulling away from the retina, you will sometimes have many more floaters, very large ones, that get in the way of your vision in a notable way. These floaters and these flashes are signs of either a posterior vitreous detachment or a retinal detachment, where the entire retina detaches, the same as the vitreous. In this situation, your vision is very much in danger of being drastically affected. Now, for a small mercy, none of this really hurts. You don't feel some sort of stabbing pain. You don't have aches and misery coming out of your eye. What you have instead is a kind of unease, noticing that your vision is changing right before you. What I was told by these doctors was that this PVD was going to continue for a few weeks, maybe even a few months, and over time I should be on the lookout for any unusual activity in terms of floaters or other problems while it goes on. That they would have me checked every once in a while, where they would stare into my eyeball and look for any changes that represented any dangers. But otherwise, we were going to let it go. So home I went with my newfound knowledge, a slight amount of unease, and I wondered if anything else was going to happen. Perhaps luckily, or not so luckily, a day or two later, I was on a live stream, and a curtain of blood came in front of the vision on my right eye, an actual floating genie curtain of red blocking the vision in my right eye, which I took as a hint it was time to go back to the retina center. When I went down there, they told me what I didn't want to hear, which was that my retina was starting to get ripped and that they would have to do some surgery. There's different kinds of surgery for an eye, and the lightest and most non-traumatic to do is a laser cauterization. What this means is that they aim a machine into your eye and fire a laser into it, something which, I want to point out, I've been warned against doing for 50 years. My doctor, Dr. Andrew Jin, was really casual, very much having me put down my headphones that I had been listening to in the waiting room and asking me if I wanted to rest them on the laser. And I thought, well, I don't think I need to do that. And while talking to me and telling me he was aiming the laser, he just started firing the laser into my right eye. Just this bright supernova of light and having it basically stop working because it had been hit with something so bright. After decades of avoiding looking into the sun was now definitely in my eye. What he had done was prevent the small tear that had caused the blood to proceed and grow. Instead, he had cauterized it so that there was just a scar where there used to be a minuscule rip that was causing that blood I had seen. He did that work. I left that building something like 20 minutes later, and I had pancakes. Celebratory eyeball pancakes. In the time that Dr. Jin worked on my eye, I now have other things on my mind regarding it. First of all, like I said at the beginning, things are stabilized right now. There is a small flash in one corner of my eye, but it represents that actual repaired, cauterized scar that they made. It's not something new. I also have been told that it has healed very well, and that in some period of time they will continue to do checkups to make sure anything is in need of being fixed. And I have with me at all times a list of eye clinics relatively nearby to look at my eye. So I have options. We have been fascinated by eyes for hundreds, maybe thousands of years, And medically, we really understand them. A lot of the fear that might come from not knowing what to do in different situations isn't here. I mean, sure, there's absolutely a situation where I may lose vision in this eye. But that's after a half dozen super competent, super well done choices are made. The floaters that were in my eye have mostly dissipated. I am always able to move my vision around and make floaters jump and deal with that, but I'd rather choose not to. I'd rather get back to the things I do and to have a new appreciation for what I see. It's a little scary sometimes to think about losing vision in an eye, but on the other hand, these eyes have seen many, many things. It seems almost ridiculous for me to take an attitude that something I deserve is being taken away from me. I was seen by over a half dozen doctors, some of the finest in the world, who looked at my eye and made assessments and called in others to verify their work. I feel cared for. And while I've taken great pains to make sure that I don't stress my eye, there's always the chance that I'll wake up or be going in the middle of my day and find out the next step is there. Until that happens, though, it's just understanding that I'm getting older, that things I could do when I was a younger person 10, 20, 30 years ago are off the table. I should avoid certain activities, and I should, of course, avoid certain risks. These eyes and the things they've seen have given me so much, and I am so overridingly grateful for the life that I've lived up to this point. And more than that, being transparent about the medical issues I've been going through brings to me stories of people who have been experiencing this themselves recently or in years hence, and that's comforting, finding out that this isn't that unique, that there are people everywhere who have experienced all sorts of eye ailments from their teenage years to just a few weeks ago, and that they've had to deal with the stress, the concern, the wondering, and they too have reached an equilibrium. This, to me, is the functional, most important thing an online life can bring. Finding and seeking people who share your experience, who find out, like you did, these new chapters in their lives and how they have coped with it, and how they have found reason and balance, and sharing with them those same actions. And I've gotten pretty far without sight puns, but it's helped me see everything in a whole new way. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to James Bigkoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere, who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Luckily, my health insurance has worked in my favor here. I've hit all of my deductibles, it's an in-network hospital, and I just love driving down, walking into the retina center, getting my eyes photographed, having the drops put in, and then people with incredible amounts of knowledge look at my eye. Things are either going to go very well, a small stumble that I experience here, or they're not. If they don't, things will be done. They can do everything from more laser surgery to actual physical surgery to replacing lenses. There are so many options that lie before me, and in none of them do I feel the fear of not getting the best treatment. I feel like I will experience what the best of the current world has to offer. Maybe that's not enough for some people. But for me, who has loved looking through and loved what he has seen in these eyes, I will take it gladly.